Geeks and Nerds, Mike here, and apparently the 12 days of trailer mess have begun or something, because we've had the trailer for the Hellboy reboot recently drop, and just earlier today came the trailer that I'm going to be checking out right now, which is Men in Black International, that I didn't even know was coming out today, but here we are. Now, also to clarify, this one is actually a sequel to the original trilogy, because what, unlike apparently half of the internet is unwilling to accept, you actually can do a Men in Black movie without Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones. They did actually set it up in that trilogy as kind of being a big world where there are more than two or three agents. Anywho, let's get to the interesting part and take a look. Okay, if Liam Neeson is going to be the new Tommy Lee Jones, this could be interesting.
The universe has a way of leading you to where you're supposed to be at the moment you're supposed to be there.
Let's do this.
It took me 20 years to find you.
Wait, what?
Can say that. You are the best kept secret in the universe. And I found you. Which makes me perfect for this job.
You really think a black suit is going to solve all your problems?
No, but looks damn good on you.
Oh, snap!
Nice! It's kind of like Tessa Thompson is the new Will Smith, or like the equivalent.
Recognizable, which, only as deja vu.
Interesting.
And dismissed just as quickly.
Time to prove yourself, Agent M.
We may have a problem in London.
Welcome to MIB. You will be with Agent.
Oh, the worms are back.
Under the best of your suit.
Catching up on my daily meditation. Time for lunch, I think. Are you hungry?
It's 9:30.
Perfect. Tuesday's taco day.
Of course Tuesday's taco day.
We've been compromised, but it's every citizen of this planet at risk.
Okay, apparently every part of the Men in Black car is a gun piece. Interesting.
There should be a big red button around here somewhere.
Found it.
We are the Men in Black.
Looks like the tables have turned. That was an incredible catch.
Oh my god! I am for this in every way. It's referential, but subtly so. There's bits and pieces of the formula from the previous franchise without overly glorifying it. There's nods to Marvel. Emma Thompson and Liam Neeson seem to be essentially doing the rip-torn role from the first couple of movies, and oddly enough, also the Emma Thompson role from the third movie. I'm damn sure looking forward to this. It seems to be the same formula. It does a lot of the same things, but just not in the same way. And yeah, internet, I'm sorry, but Will who? The franchise doesn't need Will Smith or Tommy Lee Jones. And I can't wait to see what they come up with for this, because this just... This just looks like fun, and as a Marvel fan, the last few seconds of this trailer just made me so happy. I think if I had to find anything negative here, and this actually really is overall a pretty small thing, I'm not entirely sold on the updated designs of the guns that we see Hemsworth and Thompson using in the trailer here. You do see what appears to be an updated noisy cricket, which is a nice touch. But a lot of them, I think, just seem a bit too Star Trek-like. Like, I could see a lot of these props in a future reboot sequel. Yeah, man, did I apparently have a lot of trouble getting that out. Which, considering that's also apparently going to have Chris Hemsworth, could... There's a certain degree of irony there, but... Yeah. I think I'll probably change my mind on this when I see them more, but I don't... Like, the design of the weapons just seems a little kind of future generic, but, like, that's just me, and like I said, that is something where I'm probably going to change my mind in the very near future. So with that, and as I mentioned in the toward the end of the Spider-Man review, you're probably been getting a cavalcade of B-roll footage over the next few weeks, so I'm going to keep this short and sweet and sign off now, and see you later. Don't forget to hit those like and subscribe buttons, share this video with your friends, and drop us a line anytime you like.